We're talking with Ron Deutsch, the former executive director of the Fiscal Policy Institute and a consultant with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness. Earlier this week, the state legislature released its One House budget resolutions, and we now have a few weeks before the state finalizes its budget. One of the big issues, of course, has been how much will we tax the rich? There were various proposals. Some of our friends invest in New York up to that $50 billion threshold. Not quite where the legislature has ended up. They're talking about $7 to $8 billion of increased revenues. So, Ron, what's your assessment of how well the legislature has done with respect to making the wealthy New Yorkers pay the fair share of the tax burden?
You know, I think the legislature in particular and their One House budget bills have done a great job at really putting forward revenue raisers that ask those at the very top of the income spectrum to pay a little bit more in taxes. And I think that's been something that many of us have been calling for years now, whether it's, you know, unions or community groups or human service providers, faith groups. Everybody's really been pushing for additional revenue because we've been so starved of revenue in the last decade or so as a result of things like the 2% state spending cap, which has resulted in mass disinvestment in a wide variety of programs and services that so many New Yorkers care about. So, you know, this is quite frankly more than the legislature has proposed in my memory. So, you know, I'm pretty excited, and certainly we want to make sure that this is the floor, right? That we don't, you know, negotiate below $7+ billion in additional revenue, but that this is the floor, and hopefully, you know, we might even go up from there.
Now, while we hope this is the legislature and Ron Deutsch's floor, do we have a sense that this is Andrew Cuomo's floor, or is it his ceiling?
You know, obviously the governor, you know, made some very weak revenue proposals, in my opinion. You know, he did do a PIT increase, which was a step in the right direction, but unfortunately, when we need the money the most, he's really starting to rebate it back to the wealthiest among us. So the governor's plan basically does call for basically, in a sense, a prepayment of taxes in 21 and 22. And then in 23, 24, you basically get to write that off of your taxes as well. So, you know, the governor's plan, you know, we don't think is the right plan for New York. So we would suggest certainly that the income tax proposals from the Assembly and Senate, which are fairly similar in that they both raise, you know, upwards of $4 billion. The Senate version, about 4.1 for the coming year, and the Assembly version, about 4.3 billion. They both increase the top rates to 11.85%. Which, you know, is still well below California's top rate, and continues to keep us competitive here in New York. So, you know, obviously the folks on the other side of this are already screaming that the wealthy are going to leave, which is their annual mantra whenever we talk about increasing taxes on the wealthiest, which really, you know, New York State has the greatest income inequality of any state in the nation. So this is one way to start to rectify that situation.
Now, one of the, you know, driving forces for revenue increases has been the shortfall in revenues due to COVID. So one question I would have is whether the proposals being advanced by both houses, are these seen as permanent increases in the tax base for New York, or are they, you know, a 1 or 2 year fix to get us through the present COVID crisis?
Most of them are permanent. And let's remember this, right? That, you know, we are getting a substantial amount of money from the federal government. And that's really going to help us deal with our budget gap for this current year and next year. But that's a temporary fix, right? That money dries up in a year and a half. And then we're kind of back to where we were, where, you know, quite frankly, for the for 3 years and looking out, you know, we're looking at $10 billion budget gaps after these federal dollars dry up. So we need to be responsible here, the legislature, the governor, and raise enough money to make sure that we can close those budget gaps in the future and, quite frankly, still fund the services that desperately need to be funded.
Now, you talked about, you know, increase in the top income tax rate for the wealthiest New Yorkers, but also reading some of the news articles, you know, they're saying that the legislature, in fact, balked at increasing particularly taxes targeting billionaires. How did the billionaires manage to win in this fight?
I think what they did was they did not include the billionaires' mark-to-market tax in their budgets. I'm not sure.
And what is that?
The billionaires' mark-to-market tax would basically tax unrealized capital gains from billionaires as a way to generate revenue and to make them pay their fair share. But sadly, that did not make it into either budget. But, you know, the good news is that the legislature does a number of things, and both the Assembly and Senate seem to be in agreement on this. They also raise an additional $1 billion from increasing the corporate franchise tax in New York State. And, you know, we currently have a pretty low corporate franchise tax of 6.5% in New York. So the Senate is looking at increasing that to 9.5%. The Assembly has a virtually similar plan, if you will, but they both raise about $1 billion from large corporations by increasing their tax rate. As a way to get at some of the capital gains, both houses actually put in place a capital gains surcharge of 1% on capital gains for people with income, say, over $1 million. The Assembly version is a little bit different, but they both generate in the neighborhood of about $600 to $700 million. So, again, you know, these are not insignificant revenue raisers. These are substantial. Would we like to see more revenue raised? Absolutely. But, you know, I would say the Assembly and Senate have done some excellent work here in putting together a package that really targets those who can afford to pay additional dollars, because, quite frankly, they've been making, you know, all the income gains since this pandemic began. I mean, you think about the fact that New York's 118 billionaires, we have more billionaires than any place else on the planet. Those folks, since the beginning of the pandemic, have seen their incomes increase by $88 billion. And that's
We're beginning to run out of time. So let me get two more questions in. So I understand the pierre à terre, the sort of second homes for wealthy in New York City in particular, didn't make it. And I understand sort of the carbon tax pollution penalty fee, $15 billion, nowhere at this point. You know, why not the first? And on the pollution penalty, can that be done post-budget in 90 seconds?
So on the first, the Assembly does a kind of version of a pied-à-terre, if you will, that would generate about $300 million. It's basically a tax on owners of high value second homes in New York City. And they also include mezzanine debt, which is basically when private equity firms purchase real estate, they purchase it in cash. So they don't have to pay a mortgage recording tax like everybody else does when they actually buy a home. So, you know, that's included on the Assembly side, not the Senate side. But mezzanine debt is included on the Senate side. But so, yeah, you know, I think, are there things that could and should still be in here? Sure. Do we hope that they still make it in? Absolutely. But, you know, as they go to negotiations now, we're going to see what the final outcome is. But our hope is that the Senate and the Assembly hold steadfast and push forward with their revenue package.
Well, as always, I assume this is a moment if people concerned about any of these issues, contact your state legislature. This has been talking with Ron Deutsch, consultant for New Yorkers of Fiscal Fairness. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.